Off the ball.
GAA. The talent in that team and the levels that they can get to, like, we haven't seen it yet. There's so much more in them. Not to make it any worse for you, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Lads, you're looking very fresh. Fair play to you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, brilliant. No, it's unbelievable, to be fair. Yeah.
Dervla, you've seen you sucking down a clip over there. Is the voice a bit gone?
Absolutely not. You weren't supposed to include that in the commentary. The voice is a little bit gone. Yeah, it's probably only going to get worse as well, but what harm?
How were you feeling when you woke up this morning? Like, what was the first thought? Did it sink in or did it keep a couple of seconds?
No, it hasn't sunk in yet at all, to be honest. We were pulled from the bed to do a bit of commentary and stuff here, but no, it's great. You wouldn't rather wake up any other way. Like, it's unreal.
I think you were interviewed straight after the match yesterday and you said, "I don't know what's just happened." Do you know myself, what's just happened yet? Or has
it sunk in? It's sinking in slowly. Yeah, I was asked about how I felt yesterday. It's surreal. Like, you probably think of it all year. When you go train in December, it's probably the moment that you want to feel. But in the moment, it's probably a little bit numb. It's hard to know how to feel with it, but it's class.
So, yeah, when that final whistle blows, is it relief or you can't describe it?
Will I hand it over to Gary? A little bit, yeah. It's relief. I suppose when Gary stood over that free, we obviously knew she was going to put over the bar and we were going to hold on. But yeah, you're kind of just watching the clock and just waiting for the final whistle to blow.
Gary, can I talk to you about that free? You'll have to show us what's in your hands there. Lift her up. There we go. What's going through your mind when you're standing over that free?
Very little, to be honest. Same routine as always is what you're trying to do. Positive mindset. Trying to, I suppose, strike the ball cleanly and just delighted it went over.
Does it go through your mind that this is to win the All-Ireland final, or are you trying to block it all out? But is it there somewhere that you know how important that free is?
I'll be honest, it didn't. I suppose when Cork got their goal, it was a draw. And to be honest, I thought we'd get the next ball and I thought we'd get the next score. Whether it was that free or was it going to be a ball after it or before it, that didn't go through my mind for the free at all, no.
Yeah, Aoife, you said the same yesterday, that you knew. You almost felt like you knew after Cork got that goal that you'd win the next ball. Is it something you practice or is it just the belief that you have in yourselves?
No, I think it's just the group that's there together this year. And like, it could have very easily went the other way. You know, Cork could have, I suppose, went down the pitch and got a score and like the clock was ticking as well. But I suppose I knew we'd get something. Probably not very easy, but yeah, no, it's not something you're really thinking about. But like, your full belief in the group as well. Like, I don't know, it's a different feel to it this year.
How are the bodies feeling this morning, Dervla? It was that full back line. Gave and got yesterday. Yeah. Are you bet up?
I'm not too bad. I was on the half back line, thank God, but I think our full back line were unbelievable. I have to comment on them. I think they absolutely cleaned up. It's probably something that we have relished on all year, that I think our backs have been strong. We've been unified. We've had one or two changes, but I think we've been solid as a unit. So I think we had confidence going into the game, no matter what they could throw at us, that we'd probably give it back just as much.
Did it feel different to matches you played before? Because from the sidelines looking in, it looked more intense, more physical than something I'd ever really seen. Did it feel that way?
A small bit, yeah. We had a good semi against Tip. I suppose that was probably physical just as much. But I think yesterday, it definitely was probably the most physical that we've played in a while. And thankfully, like, we threw digs, they threw digs in a good way. Do you know what I mean? And the referee let it go and it was a brilliant game. And I think that added to it. Sometimes it's nice just to let it go and the game, let the game flow. And we relished on it, I suppose.
And what time did you finish up last night?
On the way to bed.
I see there's mad organisation now in the reception to get the taxi and the bus over to Temple Street. Yeah. You're heading over. How important is that as a tradition?
That's very important. And I think the girls are hard at times to get woken up this morning and do things. But when they were asked to do that, everyone wanted to go. It's very special. We're in a privileged position to be able to go out and play, look, win or lose. So it's nice to be able to give them some happiness now this morning.
And Carrie, bringing the cup home to Clarenbridge this evening, what's the plan for the celebrations?
I don't know yet. Now, Mike Pinton is in charge of that. I left it all to him. So I don't know what's waiting for us when we come to Clarenbridge, but we're going to have one hell of a party.
What does it feel like, especially for you as captain, bringing it home to your home club? Is it going to be completely special?
Look, it's going to be brilliant. But I suppose, going up the steps yesterday, we don't know the feeling until we get there. But, really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Good. Thanks, million.